And it's something that can get you in deep trouble if you don't plan for it.
So let me get that big book off the shelf here. Oh, gee, my back.
Look at chapter 17. Holiday gift giving.
Well, if you're a hobbling man and you got five or six on the team that you occasionally call up for a zesty session, you get together every so often. It's not like a regular, it's not like every weekend. You get together every couple of months for the old pop and drop. But you like them enough. And then the question is, are they going to get you a present? And are you going to get them a present? For example, if they come over around holiday time and you're set to have a session, but she says, here, I brought your Christmas present. Here you go. And she hands you a Christmas present. And you don't have one for her. You feel like a schmuck. By the same token, if she comes over and you come running out with a Christmas present, you give it to her, and she doesn't have one for you, then she feels like an idiot. It could shoot the whole evening. What do you do? Easy. Pre-wrap a bunch of waffle irons. Because most people don't have them. Yeah, waffle irons. Just wrap them up real nice and neat, tape a card to it, and put a pen on top of the card. Leave them in the closet. And that way, she comes over, and she doesn't give you a present. That's great. You don't give her a waffle iron. You just have a nice night that you were going to have anyway. But if she says, oh, I just remembered, here's your Christmas present, you could open it and ooh and ah and make the appropriate noises and say, okay, let me get yours. And you run to the closet and quickly enjoy it. You write down, you know, dear Marcia, love, Schleimi. And you come out with it as though you had it ready all the time. She doesn't know there's a whole stack of them waffle irons. And why waffle irons? They're kind of romantic. You know, you can say, I hope you'll make breakfast for me. You know, women like that kind of thing. I mean, you don't have to spend $9,000 to make them appreciate it. You know, you can go to the drugstore and buy a vial for 59 cents, fill it with some sand, and say, I want you to have this in memory of our time, our summer at Ocean City. It's the very sand on which we lay. You know what I mean? It's a waffle iron, same thing. Vials of sand won't work, you see, because a lot of them you didn't take to the beach. But waffle iron, you can use the breakfast, eh? For that order. See, it's the common denominator. And a lot of times you go to the store, you get a discount if you buy 10 waffle irons. It's great. So just remember, wrap the waffle irons, tape the card, put the pen right on top so you can go in there in a matter of seconds. Dear Sheila, love, Sid. Boom, here's your gift. I remember one year at the appliance store, you know, getting ready for Christmas. I had about 10 waffle irons stacked up on the counter. And, you know, the clerk saying, boy, you must really like waffle. I say, shut up and ring it up. And I glance over to the next aisle, and there's a lady standing there, and she has 10 electric shavers. I looked at her. She looked at me. She saw my stack of waffle irons. She smiled. I saw her stack of electric razors. She smiled. I said, lady, you're a woman after my own heart. We walked out in the parking lot. There was nobody around. I said, hey, what do you think, huh? Any possibilities here? You'd be interested in, you like what you see here?
It's another Saturday morning with the Best of Greaseman Show on DC 101.